Random House Audio and Sounds Publishing present Vegas Confessions.
Roller Coaster Ride. My best friend, Heidi Binkler, made me go on the roller coaster at the top of the Stratosphere. I am afraid of heights, and this thing is on top of a giant space needle sort of building, and as you ride it, the coaster actually thrusts you head first, something like 30 feet over the edge of the building, and you're like 100 stories high or something awful like that. She promised it wouldn't be that bad, and it did actually look better than the other ride that jutted out at least twice as far and held you in place looking straight down, then whipped you back like it was meant to break your neck. So, of course, I got sick and threw up as we were riding the damn thing, and my vomit had to have fallen all the way to the roof of the casino. But at least it wasn't going to fall down on the sidewalk and kill someone by hitting them on the head or landing on a passing car and freaking the driver out so much they swerved and killed the whole crowd. There I was, green, sick, and wobbly with smears of chunky barf on my cheek getting off the ride. And there waiting in line to get on the ride is this guy I knew in junior high school. Not just knew, but was totally in love with, though he knew me only as the not very together girl who was always calling him for the science or math homework like I was some idiot who couldn't write it down by myself or pay attention when the teacher made the assignment. I knew what the math homework was. I just wanted an excuse to call him up hoping I'd suddenly figure out a way to talk to a guy, but I never got beyond asking for the homework and saying thanks. I didn't think he recognized me, but then he did a double take and said, "Hey, aren't you Tracy Lehman?" Great. I look like shit warmed over and stank on high heaven, and he recognized me. And he looked amazing and hot. He was with a couple of people.